Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Good morning, Jasmine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
That's good. I'm doing good, thank you. I'm trying to get an agency that I work out here in Red Hill in Feasterville, trying to get help for my mother.
Okay.
Y'all come right next door.
Okay, what county does your mom reside in?
Bucks County.
Bucks County, okay.
Yeah.
And is she currently on services, or she's trying to apply for services for the first time?
With your agency, yes, she already approved for hours, 48 hours.
Okay.
And first time trying to get an agency, get y'all to help us.
Well, let's get you some help. And are you going to be her caretaker?
No, we need a caretaker. I'm a disabled vet, too, but I was in Iraq. Program recipient. I'm trying to get help for her so I could be able to go do what I have to do for
okay.
my health.
Okay.
You know, so we need help.
And are you getting services, sir? Because I can help you onto services as well.
No, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I get all my stuff to the VA.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I just need for her.
And you said that she was currently recently approved through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC. Which one?
She approved with Keystone. She got 48 hours with Keystone. But we only need somebody Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
So
and does your mom prefer male or female, or is she gender friendly? Does
female.
It matter?
Female.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about your mom's needs. What is she going to need help around the house with?
Okay, she'll need help with a little cleaning,
okay.
Laundry.
Okay.
She's going to need assistance. She's going to need assistance. And so I'm going to show the young lady, whoever come out, how to do everything. But she's going to need help going back and forth to the bathroom and stuff like that. Assistance with that. She's going to need help with feeding. She's gonna need help with bathing and
okay.
everything like that. She don't have a cane. She don't have a cane or a walker. Well, she have a wheelchair and everything, but we don't use it in the house like when she go out and stuff like that. But everything is pretty close by, so she's gonna
okay.
need assistance getting to the bathroom and everything like that.
Okay.
And showering and stuff like that, and deli like this nails and stuff like that. You know.
Okay.
Just ask that they could be able to do a little clean up. We try to keep a clean house over here, so just ask that they be clean about everything and doing some laundry and stuff like that. We do the floors and stuff like that. We ask that they have slippers when they come and stuff like that.
Okay, I got you. Making sure she's taking her medications on time, she's eating on time.
See, I do all the medication, sugar, she got sugar and stuff like that, so I take her all that. I check her sugar and everything like that every morning, plus I give her the medication, you know, because a lot of agencies like y'all, probably one of them y'all just like remind them, y'all don't get involved with the medicine and stuff like that.
No, we're not allowed to. We only allowed to prep the medication
right.
for her and prompt her. Yep.
Right, so I take it out. In the meals, I do all the cooking, too. Like, she got lunch ready now, Salisbury steak with peas and carrots. I have everything made. All they got to do is probably hit the microwave with a minute, make sure it's cool for her, and feed her and stuff like that. But I don't have nobody cooking and stuff like that. I do all the cooking, too.
All right. What's her first and last name?
Cornelia, Cornelia. Last name, Thrower, Thrower.
And Miss Cornelia's date of birth?
3/3/1941.
Okay. And you said her last name is Thrower, Thrower?
Yes.
Okay. Date of birth is 3/3/1941.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Her eligibility right now. Cornelia, C-O-R-N-E-I?
No, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-A, Cornelia, last name Thrower, Thrower.
Date of birth 3/3/1941. I can't find her in Keystone.
Well, she can. It's Keystone. We got Keystone first and everything. Would you need her number? I got to run upstairs and get her number if you need her.
I'm
Keystone.
I'm spelling something wrong. So Cornelia, Cornelia.
Yes, that's Cornelia.
The
program
is Thrower.
No. Yeah, that's right. Thrower. Yes, Cornelia Thrower.
Would you happen to have her social?
Yes, 255-629-728.
Let me check to see if she populates with this number. And you said she was just recently approved?
She's been approved, yeah. They're in the process of changing her coordinator, but yeah, she's approved for 48 hours. We was temporarily working with the agency, but they didn't work out. But I could get her. You want her number on her Keystone number?
She's coming up now. I got her.
Oh, okay. I didn't came upstairs. I'm going to get it for you.
Now, who's the coordinator? Who are you dealing with?
Her name is Tabitha Black and everything. See what happened? They was transferring us, but we're keeping the same coordinator. So I have a number and everything.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say.
Information that you need? Just let me know when you write stuff down for me.
Hold on. Let me get a pen because I'm going to need y'all information because I got to get it to the coordinator.
Yep. Take your time.
How long do you think it'll take for y'all to get somebody? Because they're in the process of getting a coordinator straightened out, too. Because they thought we wanted to be transferred to a new coordinator, but we're keeping the same one.
Right.
So everything we got working, so it'll probably take you a day, a couple of days to get somebody as well, right?
It's going to take about a couple of days while she gets ready to give us the care plan.
Okay. All right. Give me your information.
Identifying an aid starting today. We're going to start identifying because I'm putting in the request right now to get her onto services.
Okay. Give me your the name of the agency.
The name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Family First Care.
The agency's phone number is 267
267
551
551
7410.
74. Okay, that's 267 551 7410.
And my name is Jasmine.
Okay, what is it? Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. Jasmine, do I need your last name or no?
No, just my number. That's my direct number. That's the agency.
Okay, Jasmine. All right, because I'm going to give
you
all this information.
What's the address to your mom?
Yeah, it's 41 North East View, EASTVIEW.
Wait, 41 North?
Yes, East View, EAS. TVIEW. Let me turn the TV down. Eastview Avenue, Feasterville, Trevose, Pennsylvania.
What is it? What's the city, sir? What's the city?
Oh, I'm gonna spell it again for you. Feasterville, FEASTERVILLE. Feasterville, Trevose, TREVOSE. TREVOSE. Trevose.
And that's one word?
Yes, Trevose. It's Feasterville, Trevose. Feasterville Supper. FEASTERVILLE. Then put a little comma, Trevose, T-R-E-V-O-S-E, Trevose.
Got it. And
Pennsylvania.
The county is Bucks.
And yes, and the zip code, you got the zip code?
No, what is it?
19053.
And are there any minors in the home?
No, just me and my mother's here. Okay. No pets.
Okay. I'm just waiting to see if anyone is available so they can further you along in this process, okay? And try to get you somebody out there as soon as possible.
Okay, we would need, we want to do a meet and greet too.
I said you can let the coordinator know that.
Okay. Oh, y'all got coordinators too?
Well, yeah, they're going to be assisting you further.
Oh, okay.
And what's a good number for Miss Cornelia?
215, this number here, 215-399-6534. So what you could do is call this number, ask for me. My first name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Mr. Henry, 215-399-6534.
You're going to be your mom's point of contact, correct?
Yes, ma'am, because she got aphasia. She really can't speak or nothing.
I don't have anyone available right now to further you along in the process, but they will get a hold of you.
Okay. Just let them know to call Mr. Henry at this number.
Yes,
let
I will.
You want Tabitha's number?
Yeah, we're going to need it to reach out to her. Mm-hmm. And you should reach out to her as well. Let her know that you want to transfer your services to us.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you all your information. But Tabitha number, give me 1 second. I'm going to give you a first name, last name, and I'm going to give you a phone number. Now, like I said, Tabitha is in the process. See, they got it kind of mixed up. They thought we was transferring coordinators, but we're sticking with the same one. So Tabitha will be the coordinator, and she'll be working on it, okay?
Yep, I got you. I already wrote that in.
Okay, I'm going to spell her first name for you. T-A-B-I-T-H-A, and her last name is Black, B-L-A-C-K. Her phone number is 267-667-2890.
Okay, so that's 267-667-2890.
Yes, and I'm going to text her your information as well.
Got it. All right, welcome to Family First, Mr. Henry. Miss Ruth is going to further assist you. She's going to be calling you as soon as she's she's assisting another patient.
Available. Okay, thank you so very much, Miss Jasmine. You have a nice day.
You too, sir. Have a great day. Tell your mom we say hello.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.